Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody. Let's get this thing started. The Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Each and every week, you're finding that we're the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. And I guarantee you this week, we're not going to let you down. We've got a lot of great tips that you can use around your house, and we definitely are going to have a little fun along the way. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and some of the things we're going to tackle during this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio include trying to solve some dishwasher woes. You know, that special appliance in your kitchen is a fantastic thing when it's working. But Joe, there are some, anytime you have something mechanical that you really rely on, sooner or later, you're going to have some problems with it.
Especially when you have an electrical connection and a plumbing connection.
Right.
And, right? There are two systems that can go wrong. And it seems like a simple enough appliance, but you're right. It seems like there's always something going on, especially, you know, sometimes it's just a drainage problem. But either way, we'll talk through and see if we can find a couple of solutions for this particular problem.
You know, over the years, I've helped a lot of homeowners with backsplashes, whether it's in the kitchen, over the, you know, probably the most common is one right behind the stove. And it serves as a very functional thing, too, because it gives you a surface that you can clean. But, boy, you can inject a lot of your personality in a kitchen or a bathroom, or maybe you have a hobby room. A lot of ways that you can do that. But we're going to share with you one of the simplest ways for you to do that that'll take less than one day, or probably less than a couple hours, to put your favorite ceramic tile that you pick up on the wall. We'll tell you exactly how easy that is. Another appliance in the house that people rely on is the water heater. And Joe, that has certainly gone through a lot of changes over the years with the different type of tankless and instant and, you know, different energy efficient attempts with the water heater. And we have a few of those situations that we're going to try to solve during this hour as well. Joe, what about that simple solution that's coming up in a bit?
I've got a quick tip on how to keep your glass shower doors clean using a product you have to find at the auto parts store.
All right. Well, be a good solution to that. There's a lot of cool things around the auto parts store
that we
end up using at the, you know, in and around the house there. It just seems like more and more there's the home center and the auto parts. They need to all get together and join together and just have one big roof.
We'll work on that.
Hey, one thing we want to share with you, especially during this time of the summer, you know, you've been out there mowing that lawn, and in some areas of the country are almost 100 degrees out there. So there's a lot of things that you really have to be careful when you're doing your lawn. Recently, Joe put together a great article about 9 of the biggest lawn mistakes that you want to avoid. I'm not sure I got that title right, Joe, but kind of take us through this a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, that was basically it. The 9 biggest lawn care mistakes and how to avoid them. Because just to tell you the mistakes doesn't help you much. But okay, here we go. We'll quickly go through these 9. Cutting the lawn too short. It seems like, well, if I cut it short, then I won't have to mow so often. Well, that's true, but it's terrible for the grass. So grass, as a general rule, should never be any shorter than 3 inches, and never remove more than 1/3 of the plant, of the actual lawn itself, because trimming it too short removes much of the energy-producing top growth and puts unnecessary stress on the plant itself, and so it's more susceptible to insects and disease. So that's one thing. Mowing with dull blades, of course. Danny, we talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Dull mm-hmm. blades will cut the grass, but if you look closely, it's actually ripping the grass, and it tends to make the lawn look a little brown, and then it becomes susceptible to disease, so don't do that. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, you know, one of the things there, it's much easier to keep that blade nice and sharp. And like we've talked about before, buy a second blade. And
right,
I'll tell
yeah.
you, even when you buy a brand new blade, just like when you buy a brand new shovel or axe or anything else, they're never as sharp as they really need to be. I don't know if it's, you know, from people worrying about people cutting themselves or whatever. But, hey, you can take a brand new blade, put it in your vise on your workbench, use your file, get you a good light, make sure you can see hit real well. There's a number of other ways that you can sharpen those blades, but that makes it a lot easier. And also, when you're sharpening those blades, go ahead and clean the underside of that deck. If you haven't done that, you know, when you put it mower up last, you'll find that there's a lot of things there that's hanging on to the underside of that, making the lawnmower heavier and also makes it more susceptible to rust.
Okay, next one is not testing the soil. In order for grass to germinate and grow really strong, it needs to have the right pH. And the pH is simply the measure of acidity and alkaline. And the pH scale ranges from 0 to 14. 7 is neutral. Most grass grows best with a pH between 6 and 7.5. So you can buy a little DIY soil test kit for, what are they, Danny? $10 or $15 at the home center.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, very easy, accessible.
Mm-hmm. Bagging the clippings as you mow. Don't collect the grass clippings. That might sound counterintuitive, but instead, if you leave them on the lawn to decompose, they'll provide moisture and nutrients to the soil. The one caveat there is you don't want them to be clumped. If the clippings are clumped together, then rake them out, because otherwise they might suffocate the lawn. The next one is not dethatching. Dethatching is simply using a dethatching machine to rake out the thatch. Thatch is nothing more than dead organic lawn matter. It's like grass clippings and shredded leaves that form on top of the soil. And if the thatch layer is too thick, it can starve the lawn and eventually kill it. So if you have a small lawn, you can use a dethatching rake, but it's best just for larger, medium to large lawns, just rent a dethatching machine. Another thing is people don't aerate, which is one of the most important things to do to maintain any healthy lawn. An aerator is just you can rent one, and if you rent it with a couple of neighbors, it can really reduce the cost, because it only takes an average lawn. It might take you, how long, Danny? 20 minutes at the most to aerate a lawn?
Well, you know, when you think about golf courses and how much work they put into getting those fairways looking as nice as they are, you can tell every year, at least once a year, they do some serious aeration there with the commercial type of machine that they run over. Because they have a lot of miles or acres of grass they have to do. But in your own yard, it'll go very, very quickly. But one great tip is to go buy a few of those little flags and flag everyone of your sprinkler system things there, because boy, it will rip one of those up. You get all of those marked, and then it doesn't take long at all in order to do the aeration. And you can just basically leave it like that. But if you'll go to todayshomeowner.com and put in aeration in there, we'll give you some tips on how you can make a mixture of peat moss and topsoil and dress it out over the yard, which will look a little bad there for maybe a week. But the next time you get a good rain and those nutrients soak down into the holes that you've created, the grass will start looking really good really soon.
Okay, next one is improper fertilizing. Using the wrong fertilizer or applying too much fertilizer can do more harm than good. So you want to use the correct fertilizer. And this is a general guideline for fertilizing a lawn in March and April. If you have crabgrass, use a crabgrass preventive agent combined with a slow release lawn fertilizer. Then in May and June, you can treat dandelions and other broadleaf weeds with a dual function. It's called a dual function weed and feed product. July and August, you can look for pests and, if necessary, apply a grub control agent. And then come fall, usually September, October, you can apply a fall fertilizer. They actually have fertilizers just for fall, which will strengthen and repair the summer damage caused. And this way, the lawn will be ready come next spring. It'll get a nice, healthy start. Number 8 on the list is overwatering. Believe it or not, you can overwater a lawn. It's as bad as underwatering it. So as a general rule, most lawns require about an inch of water per week. And that varies, of course, depending on the weather. If it's raining all the time, that's not an issue, but in normal conditions. And finally, not raking up the leaves. This is a big one. No one enjoys raking, but if you don't rake up the leaves as soon as they fall, they can create a mat and kill the lawn. And don't ever wait until the spring to rake them up, because at that point you'll be starting from scratch, because the lawn will be in such bad shape.
There you go. There's nine of the biggest lawn care mistakes and how to avoid them. Just some little content there for you, a little information that'll help you have the best looking lawn on the block. It takes a little work, but now's the time to start doing some of these things and not making any of those mistakes. We appreciate that, Joe. Joe, I wanted to mention, I have gotten a number of emails and a lot of texts from some of my friends down in my hometown of Marianna talking about people from all over the country are dropping in Lafayette Landing. If you remember, that was a little pocket park downtown, that a building that was destroyed during Hurricane Michael. And we put together a big group of community service volunteers to build this pocket park. And we've had people down from North Georgia have been there, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, different people that my friends would run into and say, where are you from? I said, well, we saw this on the show. We were headed down to South Florida, so we had to drop in Danny's hometown and check it all out.
Great.
One of them was, a couple of them were having lunch there and things like that, just exactly what we wanted. So I thought that was some great feedback. If you're ever around the panhandle area of Florida, drop in off of I-10 to my hometown, Marianna, Florida, and check out Lafayette Landing. You'll be glad you did. Very simple little pocket park. We're very proud of that. Hey, coming up, we're just getting started here, and we've got information about dishwashers that we'll share with you. And also, we're going to try to solve a lot of other challenges that homeowners have that may be some of the same challenges you're dealing with. All of that and a lot more right here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Doing it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. With the Home Depot as your partner, doing's never been easier. You can pick up skills online in a virtual workshop. Pick up what you need fast from easy in-store pickup lockers. Even have it delivered same day. Oh, and if you don't have time to tackle a project, our home services can do it for you. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini. And we are so proud of the radio stations across the country that carry our show each and every week. Over 325 stations at this point, including KXOO 94.3 FM in Elk City, Oklahoma. Special hello to News Director Paul Joseph. And if you would like to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. Pick up the phone and call us at 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to ask us any question, make any comment of things that you might like to hear on Today's Homeowner Radio, and we will be glad to do as much as we can to provide you all of that information. Also, emails are very popular here, and we appreciate getting those as well. Today'sHomeowner.com/ask is where you can go to send that. Right now, we're going to go to Florida with Michelle. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about this, and I'm intrigued by this, the home that you have that was built a while back. Tell us all about it.
Well, it was built in 1942 by the Navy, and our little community, there's about seven houses, have the same design. And so it was built as three apartments where Navy guys could come and spend the weekend. And so someone purchased it and turned it into a regular home. So it's two bedroom, three bath. And so I moved down here and saw it. I think the homeowners that had it before me remodeled it in 1974. And that's why the dishwasher is 1974. And so I just need some help with this dishwasher and just needed some advice.
So are you having any problems with it currently? I would imagine it's kind of loud. A lot of them were a little louder than you want back then. But are you having any leaks or any problem with it at this point?
Yes. It started leaking, and it is very loud. And it's a small shape. I tried to order a new one because I had to order one a specific size because it fits in the cabinet. And when the deliverers came to install it, they refused to install it because it's not on its own breaker. It's on its own plug.
Uh-huh.
But to turn it off, if there were a problem, I'd have to turn off two or three breakers in order to just turn off the whole kitchen. And so they wouldn't install it for that reason.
Okay. The layout of your kitchen, is it in an island area of your kitchen, or is it on, is there a wall behind the dishwasher?
There's a wall behind the dishwasher. These
okay.
walls are about 10 inches thick. You know, I have a Florida room, so I can, if it's raining, I can close the Florida room door and then you can't hear the rain.
Oh, wow.
So there's a plug that goes in the wall and it goes into the pantry. So if I go into the pantry, there's the plug for the dishwasher. It's a very odd setup. I'd have to send you pictures, but it's beside the sink and there's a wall behind it.
Sure. Well, do you have any problem? Have you ever had the breaker throw because of the dishwasher? Okay.
No.
Well, you know, by code in most areas, probably all areas, you are required to have that. However, you do have a grandfather situation here where, you know, if it's not a problem, and you can certainly have someone install that unit for you. So, you know, you could buy one and just have an individual install it. They're really very easy to install. And nowadays, they used to be hardwired. Now they actually recommend to have a plug-in, just a regular outlet under the, in there so that it makes it easier to change it out. I would move forward with it and just have someone else that'll install it because it won't be a dangerous situation, especially if you hadn't had any problems with it before. And to tell you the truth, the new unit that you put in there will use a lot less electricity than the one that you're using right now. And I would say you got your money's worth out of that. If that thing was installed in 74,
yeah.
it is long past its life expectancy.
It's a Kenmore, and I tell people all the time that my mother had a refrigerator growing up that was Frigidaire, and until Hurricane Ivan, that refrigerator was still working, you know, from the 1970s. So I wanted to let you know that we watch your show all the time on TV. I absolutely love watching your show. I don't care if it's a rerun. I watch it again. You and Chelsea are just great, and I just really enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate that. We've been working hard on a lot of brand new shows that you'll see very soon. Several of them that you'll see on what we're calling Chelsea's Ranch Revival, which is a very, very ambitious project she's doing right now. And she is working so hard, including earlier this week, she and I in the attic, 135 degrees.
Oh.
Putting additional insulation in. We could have chosen maybe a different time of the year to do it, but the show has to go on. So you'll see that we didn't last very long up there, but we got the job
done. I'm sure. Yeah, you know, we just went through Hurricane Sally, so we've been having to clean up things here, but the house, you know, did just fine, but the fences in the yard did suffer. But you know, Hurricane Sally, as far as this house standing still, it's been through many hurricanes, so we were pretty pleased with that.
Good.
But
good.
I appreciate your answering my questions about the dishwasher. That's cool.
Good. I'm sure you won't have any problems with it. It'll be quieter. It'll save you energy. It'll wash the dishes better. But you still have to go and open that door and put them back on the shelf. Can't help you with that. So.
Yeah, I know. So I should have the breaker put in, or should I just have someone else just install it?
I would explore that and see if, what an electrician says and see how hard it would be. He may find a very, very simple way of being able to do it. If not, I really don't think you'll have a problem with it being grandfathered in this particular situation.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay, Michelle, thanks so much for being with us here on the show, and we appreciate you watching the TV show as well.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. You take care. you know, the people have to, you know, Joe, I don't know what you think about that and what your opinion is on that. Certainly, we would recommend everything that you do to your house to be code compliant. But, you know, these grandfather scenarios like that, when you think about if she has masonry walls, that is not going to be an easy thing or, you know, an aesthetically pleasing thing to have a wire go from point A to point B. It just, in some cases, it's just about impossible to do.
Right. And we're not sure if she's on a slab or a crawl space. She's in Florida. Right. I suspect it's a slab. So that's going to make it challenging, too. But we often say it seems like an impossible way to get a wire from here to there until you call an electrician. They know.
That's right.
They're like magicians sometimes. And they look at it and say, oh, yeah, that's not a problem. And next thing you know, you got a new circuit.
That's right. Good way to go. Hey, let's jump on an email real quick. We'd love to get one from you. Todayshomeowner.com/ask. Deborah in Georgia asks, will wooden post, deck post rot when embedded in a hole filled with concrete? Is there a better long-lasting solution? My soil is clay, so drainage is fairly poor. Joe, we always, that has been done for years and years and years.
Right.
Putting a 4x4 or 6x6 post, filling concrete around it, treated post. A lot of people do it, but that's really not the way the textbook tells you to do it, right?
Not anymore, really. The preferred way is to pour a concrete footing, you know, a column of concrete, come up and come up above the grade, above the ground, at least 4 or 6 inches, however, as high as you can get it up out of the ground. Then you set the post on that. And you'd want to use, if you go to Simpson Strong Tie, makes some hardware. It's called, I think the official name is a standoff post base, essentially a metal post anchor you put in the concrete, and then the post sits on there. And this way the post is completely out of the ground, and you don't have to worry about it rotting because of the water.
That's a great way to do that. You want to make sure those decks are built properly. A lot of people building decks right now, and fortunately, the lumber is starting to ease up a little bit, get a little more reasonable, so a deck that you might have you've been planning on might be something you can tackle pretty soon. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the simplest way to install a ceramic backsplash and also tell you about a very unique refrigerator that's available right now. All of that and a whole lot more coming up here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Because every family is different, the way each of us use our refrigerator is a little different as well. That's why LG made their smart French four-door refrigerator with lots of features that allow you to use it the way your family would use it. For example, their full convert drawer gives you more capacity when you need it and the ability to fully convert from 5 chill to freeze options with just one quick touch, depending on what your family needs at that moment. The external filtered ice and water dispenser is also flexible, so it can accommodate just about any container. At 12.6 inches tall, it can handle just about any size glass or pitcher, and the convenient measured fill feature lets you select the exact amount of filtered water in ounces, up to 32. So many of us have the big water bottles these days, so this is a welcome thing that you're able to put it there, push the button for filtered water, and it'll fill up and stop while you're doing anything else that you might be doing. Now, there's also even dual ice makers for standard ice cubes, crushed ice, and LG's exclusive round craft ice. Plus, the door indoor with coal saver panel keeps the cold air in where it matters most so that food stays fresher longer. And the smart features allow you, of course, to control the refrigerator and freezer temperatures remotely anywhere you may be with your smartphone or smart device. So for more information on this LG Smart French four-door refrigerator, log on to HomeDepot.com. Boy, before long, you're going to... The refrigerator is just going to follow you around. What do you want? What do you want?
It's a four-door convertible refrigerator.
Right. And then an arm comes out and hands you your favorite beverage. Or it will sense you being nearby and will say, are you thirsty? Yes, I am. Boom.
Right. Danny, are you hungry? Yes, of course I'm hungry. I'm in the kitchen staring into the refrigerator. Of course I'm hungry.
That's right. Close the door. So yeah, you could have some fun with that. It works out pretty well. All right, let's get back to the today's homeowner hotline. We have a recorded call there from Myra in Illinois.
Hi, I have a demand hot water heater in a cabin, and the shower head has a hairline area that you could mix the hot and the cold. Either it's too cold or too hot. And I'm trying to figure out whether we need to get a different hot water heater or whether it's the shower head.
Okay. Well, a lot of times there can be situations with water heaters that they are inconsistent. What do they call that sometimes, Joe? A cold water sandwich, it's nice and warm, and you get in the shower, and all of a sudden it gets cold, and you go, what happened? And then it's warm again. It doesn't happen very often to too many units, and for most cases, if you have hot water there, there's nothing wrong with the water heater unless it runs out prematurely or anything like that. But it sounds like on something like this, and she mentions a cabin, so maybe it's not something that is lived in and used all the time, might be a little bit of freeze damage or some type of damage in that shower valve.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If the water's too hot, then, the water heater is obviously working, but you might want to check the temperature because you don't want to get scalded, of course. And it wouldn't have anything really to do with the shower head. So I think the valve, I think you're right. I think the suspect is probably the valve, and that could be easily replaced. And it could be we've had new valves that haven't worked properly. Maybe some debris got in there or a manufacturing defect. So I would call a plumber and just say you suspect it's the valve, let him test it out. But I would think that just replacing the valve would solve this problem.
And that's something plumbers in your area, Myra, have dealt with quite a bit. If you have those either defects in the valve or you have any type of mild freeze damage, this is often the problem there. So I think you'll be able to solve that little challenge very, very easily. Let's go to an email right now. Love to get an email from you. Todayshomeowner.com/ask is where you can go to send us those emails. And that's what Stephanie from Arkansas did. She says, I want to add a tile backsplash to my kitchen, but I've never done it before. Is this something I can do without taking classes or buying lots of special tools? Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, Stephanie, go to todayshomeowner.com and put in installing a backsplash, and you'll see what I'm about to describe to you. You definitely can do it. And a backsplash really is a great way to kind of get your feet wet a little bit with tile projects, and it's also a great application for something we discovered a few years ago called Simple Mat, which is one of the easiest ways to install tile. Rather than applying a mastic adhesive like Thinset with a trowel to your wall, Simple Mat is a self-adhesive sheet that just sticks right to the wall, then the tile sticks to it. So all you need is a pair of scissors. Not only is it a lot easier and less messy, you'll also be able to apply the grout as soon as the tile is installed on the Simple Mat because there's no dry time. And the company that makes it also makes a grout that's ideal for this application. We've used it a lot, called Poly Blend Plus. The only tools you'll need is a grout float and a sponge. So think about it. We're talking about scissors. We're talking about a grout float. We're talking about a sponge. And of course, if you do have to, depending on the tile you select, if you have to cut the tile, then you'll have to look at different ways of cutting tile that you're comfortable with. And again, all of that information is on our website, todayshomeowner.com. So, and also you can check out exactly what I'm talking about with the Simple Mat by going to thesimplemat.com. You'll see that so our friends from Custom Building Products have created this many years ago, and it absolutely is amazing. Matter of fact, you'll get hooked on it. I've heard a lot of homeowners say that, hey, I did what you said. I put that in. And of course, when you do something to your house like that, you want to show it off a little bit. So you show it to a friend. Next thing you know, they're helping the friend do one of the backsplashes
right.
with Simple Mad. And we got an email from someone that said, I'm on my fourth backsplash now. I think I'm going to have to quit my job. So a regular little industry that we've created.
Yeah,
here.
Right. You should be getting a little check from Simple Mat for everyone he says.
No doubt about it. Hey, coming up, we're going to share with you a lot more information, including we're going to check in with Chelsea about her Chelsea's Ranch Revival. She just finished up her hall bathroom. It's going to air on our national show. You can find out exactly when by going to todayshomeowner.com/TV/view, and you'll be able to see exactly when that's coming up. We're going to talk with her in just a little bit, and also, Joe, what about a simple solution coming up pretty soon? What can we look forward to that?
Okay, you're tired of seeing your glass shower doors with all kinds of spots and streaks? I got a simple solution to clean them off and keep them clean.
Okay, you'll want to stay tuned with that and a whole lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Metal roofing is durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient, making it one of the best choices for today's homeowners. They often last 50 plus years and can protect your home from extreme weather. With styles and colors to suit every taste, metal roofing is definitely worth considering. Want to learn more about metal roofing or find a contractor near you? Check out the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Metal Roofing Rave sweepstakes and you could win a $100 Home Depot gift card. Visit metalroofing.com today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend. with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hope everything's going well around your home and all of your projects are running smoothly. If not, you know what to do. Give us a call, 800-946-4420, or send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. You know, in addition to the radio show, many of you watch our television show each week. We appreciate that. If you haven't had an opportunity to check us out on television, all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/local listings, and we'll be able to tell you exactly where you can see us in and around where you live. I mean, we're on 92% of the country right now, so pretty big chance that you'll be able to see us right there in your hometown. Now, we feature a lot of different types of episodes, keeping it very manageable, very practical, things that you can definitely do around your house. And throughout this year, we're actually featuring some special episodes, what we're calling Chelsea's Ranch Revival. Now, we've already aired one show about the exterior, and we're just about to air, or just also just aired, the hall bath episode, which is a very, very common approach to bathrooms that are 65 years old, a little out of date, need a little extra room, and a little more modern conveniences. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. Join me as my daughter, Chelsea Lipford Wolf, and you're probably pretty glad you got that hall bath taken care of, huh?
Yes, it's so nice to have. Well, it's nice to have a new bathroom, but it's also nice to be done with the project. It takes a toll on you having any kind of work going on in your house. So we're glad to have everything tidied up and put back together.
Now, this project involved, completely gutting it out. Every single thing that's in there, all of the walls were taken out, the floors were taken out, and then we were able to find a way to gain just a little extra space that really made the difference by encroaching out into the hallway. You would never know that alteration took place if you saw it now. Because
I was going to say, encroaching is the wrong word, because we're not encroaching on the hallway. We're taking up some of useless space for a hallway, but perfect for our bathroom.
Maybe we should say gobbling up.
Gobbled.
Yeah, we just gobbled up a little bit of unneeded space out there, and that provided just enough room to do one of the main things that you were trying to achieve, because this is going to be, the bathroom for the children, is to go from one sink to two. You would have never done that without this extra 3 feet that you added to the room.
Oh, no way would we have been able to do that. Not only two sinks, but a 6-foot vanity. So there's going to be plenty of countertop space too, which I imagine. I have two girls, so teenage girls doing their hair, all their hair tools out on the counter, and then their brother's still able to brush his teeth and do whatever boys do in the bathroom. I don't know. There's always water everywhere.
We hope it's water. But it's certainly the way it turned out. It's going to be pretty durable, because you have, brand new tub, brand new fixtures, and then to be able to utilize, which is, I thought, is just so unique, the new wet wall system, which is a Wilson Art company, that you actually installed on all of the walls, and of course, including around the shower. How do you think it turned out?
Oh, we absolutely love it. Everyone knows you have to have the three walls of the shower have to be waterproof. Well, this wall system is waterproof, so you put it in the shower, but then we also extended it out on all of the walls in our bathroom. It's a fairly small bathroom, even though we expanded it, but now every single wall looks the same. We didn't have to paint any of the walls, and it's completely waterproof in there, which I know will come in handy with all the splashing of three small kids.
Oh, no doubt about that. It was really easy to install and comes in a variety of different size panels, so that you can kind of, set it up to where you have a minimal amount of cutting. And then really the cutting was really pretty easy.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I love about it, is that you're able to use just regular circular saw and jigsaw and hole saws to cut it. But you want to make sure that you do cut it face down to protect the finished surface of the wet wall system.
You know, what it reminded me of a lot is the old days when we used to install wood paneling.
Mm.
You'd always cut it face down and, cutting out the outlets and all
right.
of that. Really, really very, very easy. And to think about, how long it's going to last. But what is different, no nails, no screws, the sealant, the adhesive that they provided. And that was some serious stuff, because you're able to put it on as they recommend in the instructions. put it on the wall and just a little bit of bracing doesn't take long. You're done, and that stuff is going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a video on installing the wall panels at checkinwithchelsea.com. It'll be posted August 15th, so you can see the full how-to.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at this, you'll see very quickly how you could create your own tub and shower enclosure, use it on walls. You could use it on, you know, half a wall, like you know, a lot of times in bathrooms,
yeah,
the ceramic tile comes up halfway. You could use it in that manner as well. I think this thing's going to explode in popularity because—and also, you chose a very nice pattern and very nice finish, but there's a lot of others to choose from.
Yeah, they do have some wood grains and then some neutral colors. I love it. I'm a big fan.
And we want you to take a look at it and be able to see it. And again, checkinwithchelsea.com will give you a sneak preview of everything there and how it's installed. And also, you'll be able to go to todayshomeowner.com/ranch revival. And if you'd like to find out more about Wetwall right now, just go to wetwall.com. Hey, coming up, we've got a great simple solution for you and a lot of other information that we're going to be able to share with you. What's next at Chelsea's Ranch Revival?
Oh, we'll be making our house a little smarter and a little more efficient.
Hey, and this is one that you'll want to see. And stay tuned. We'll be able to keep you up to date when you'll be able to see that episode on the Today's Homeowner National Television Show. I'm Danny Lipford. I've been joined with Chelsea Lipford Wolf and my buddy Joe Truini. And get ready, Joe, that simple solution right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Doing it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. With the Home Depot as your partner, doing's never been easier. You can pick up skills online in a virtual workshop. Pick up what you need fast from easy in-store pickup lockers. Even have it delivered same day. Oh, and if you don't have time to tackle a project, our home services can do it for you. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Take your yard work to the next level with the Ryobi Outdoor Products Giveaway at todayshomeowner.com. The prize package is made up of 5 tools from Ryobi's new 40-volt HP brushless line and is valued at over $1,250. A blower, a string trimmer, a pole saw attachment, a chainsaw, and even an auger. All cordless, quiet, and powerful. Enter for your chance to win today at todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Giveaway runs through August 8th.
Chelsea Lipford Wolf here. If you're a fan of great before and afters, you need to check out my ranch revival. Dad and I are renovating my 1950s ranch style home inside and out. You'll get the scoop on everything from simple curb appeal updates and painting projects to energy efficiency improvements and rearranging walls. Find out more at todayshomeowner.com/ranch revival. Brought to you by American Standard, Armstrong Ceilings, Geldwin Windows and Doors, Rockwool, and Wetwall, a Wilson Art Company.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show. If you have received our newsletter over the last few months, you know that one of the big parts of that is we include one of the simple solutions. Now, if you're not on our newsletter list, you need to go sign up right now. It's completely free. You'll receive it every week. The latest, most up-to-date home improvement information you're going to get anywhere. Just go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter to sign up today. Right now, we're going to shift gears and talk about a simple solution, which you'll see a lot of times there in the newsletter. Joe, what do you have for us this week?
All right, Danny. Glass shower doors are often covered with cloudy water spots and streaks. And one way to prevent that, of course, is just to thoroughly wipe down and dry the glass after each and every shower. But, you know, that's a real pain. And if you're in a rush, you don't do it. And maybe you'll do it later. And, of course, you don't. So here's a better way to clean shower doors and to keep them clean. Buy a glass cleaner that contains a water repellent. This type of product is usually used for cleaning car windshields. So you can find it in an auto parts store. You simply spray it on and use a paper towel, or what I prefer is a microfiber cloth. If you've not bought any of these, they are amazing. You can buy like 12 of them for $10 or something online. And I use them for cleaning all sorts of stuff. They clean really well. They're very strong. You can wash them and they don't leave any lint behind. That's the best part. But anyway, so you spray on the cleaner, wipe it off with a cloth or a paper towel. And then now, not only will it clean the glass really well, but it'll repel water just like it does on your windshield. When water hits, it'll just run right off. So it'll make it a lot easier to clean. So that's the simple solution, cleaning your doors with a windshield water repellent.
Now, I have definitely used this on a shower that I had at my previous house, and we're using it, of course, at the one that I'm in now, and that definitely works very, very well. And I'll tell you, I have removed hundreds of shower doors over the years, and
yep.
Man, most people that I removed that were not aware of this particular tip. Because, I mean, their stuff just gets coated up on that.
You can't even see through the glass.
And I know it is. Becomes, it's this obscure piece of glass. And, oh, well, it's obscure glass. Well, not originally. It was clear.
So, right. It wasn't frosted.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Now frosted, right?
Yeah. I've seen people with showers where they have a large squeegee just
right.
Hanging. You know, on the wall.
Yeah, we have a squeegee in our shower for that exact reason.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick, easy way to solve that kind of problem. That's great. Well, as we always say, you can see over 500 video versions of the Simple Solutions by going to todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions right now. And we also often mention that if you have a tip that maybe is your own simple solution to a common problem, why don't you share it with us? And you can do that by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask, or if you prefer to give us a call on the Today's Homeowner hotline, you can do that as well, 800-946-4420. Share it with us, and we'll share it with our audience across the country. Joe, you've picked up quite a few simple solutions over the years with great listeners recommending certain things.
Absolutely, and we share them on. We videotape them and share them on the TV show, and then they eventually make their way to the radio show. So, yeah, don't hesitate. And it doesn't have to be an original one. If it's one you've learned along the way or seen someplace, send it along, and we'll share. In fact, we haven't done a pool noodle simple solution in a while. I was doing like
That's
one
right.
a month for a few years there, so I'll have to come up with a few more of those. But in fact,
yeah.
I got one coming up from a reader about we shared about the pool noodle with the sawhorse protecting the sawhorse. Horse, remember?
Perfect.
That came from a listener.
There you go. Well, that's pretty much going to wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that does not carry the second hour, head on over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. Danny Lipford here along with Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.